This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I said we would go to Obamacare. I'm actually going to hold that and do that in the next segment because we have a lot of stations that during this segment are airing news. So let me give you some news about what it looks like when the economy collapses. We just had a guy in London talking about how he had to pay £500 for a cupboard under the stairs to live in. that's not a place to live in, folks. And again, that's about $750 US. Take a look at what's going on in Puerto Rico. They're looking at organ transplants to cure their ailing economy. This is coming out of Reuters. They say Puerto Rico is trying to build its medical tourism industry from a current level of about $80 million a year to $300 million by 2017 as part of efforts to heal its chronically sick economy. Now, listen to just how sick this is. Puerto Rico's potential, they say, as a transplant center is partly based on a macabre statistic. The Caribbean island has a murder and non-negligent manslaughter rate of 19.2 per 100,000 in 2014 versus 4.5 per 100,000 in the U.S. So 19.2 versus 4.5. In other words, over four times the number of murders per capita that they have in the U.S. But hey, they look at that and they say, that's not a bug. That's a feature. We can create a Soylent green economy out of that. Bring in the scoops. Okay? They say this translates into a pool of donors in the 18 to 30 age range. The donors are victims of car accidents or gunshot wounds to the head. Yes, because Puerto Rico, they say, sadly, we have a very high crime rate. So there you go. It's not a bug. It's a feature. And we can build an economy off of our murder rate. How sick is that? That's kind of like, you know, Bernie Sanders coming out and saying, we need to mandate maternity leave because we have this enlightened place like communist China, you know, where they literally shoot people in the head if you're part of Falun Gong or you're Christians or whatever. I mean, they're known for doing that. And, of course, they have their forced abortions if you have more than one child. They have a one-child policy, have had for a long time. That is loosened up in some of the provinces now, but some of them are still extremely rigorous in enforcing a one-child policy. So Bernie Sanders looks at this and goes, hey, you know, we could have China, not exactly a model when it comes to human rights, provides 14 weeks of paid maternity leave. And as this article from Kit Daniels last week pointed out, he was immediately called on that by James Wood saying, you are a moron, another moron. They kill babies there, forced abortions and other things. So, I mean, that's when you don't understand the difference between positive and negative rights, as they've talked about. And of course, people like Obama, constitutional professor, certainly did understand the difference between positive and negative rights. He talked about it before he became president. He said, you know, our Constitution has a system of what we would call negative rights, saying that government, your rights are based on prohibitions of what government can do to you. Those are negative rights. And he's not the only person to use that connotation. I think it's perfectly valid to call them positive and negative because you're prohibiting the government from doing certain things. That was what the Constitution was set up to do. It was set up to say that, you know, we possess these rights as created human beings. We all have the same rights because we're all created by the same God. And so we need to be respected because we're human. And these things we possess because we're human. So we create a government to protect those rights. That was the essence of the Declaration of Independence. Instead, the socialist comes in and says, no, you have a right to food, you have a right to shelter, you have a right to education, you have a right to maternity leave. Those are what they call positive rights. I have a right to take this. The problem is that in order for government to provide that to you, they have to take something from somebody else. Very different than preventing the government from taking what you possess as a human being. Stay with us. When we come back, I promise I will talk about this new revelation of Obamacare, an amazing new penalty. We'll be right back.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, on this Monday, October 26, 2015. We'll be joined in the next hour by a transhumanist, Istvan Zoltan Istvan. He is running for president, actually, on a transhumanist party ticket. So we're going to talk to him about what he envisions with that very unusual philosophy. But he'll be coming up in the third hour. We'll be talking to him. We've actually got a video of him getting chipped on his immortality bus tour that he's going through with. So he'll be here in studio to talk to us. We've been talking about the Cloward and Piven twin pincers of open borders and a massive welfare state and how that is bringing everyone down. Who better to elect then as Speaker of the House than somebody who has promoted open borders his entire political career, even going back to being a staffer? Somebody like Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan-O is what we ought to call him. And it looks like he is now going to become the next GOP power broker. He has tapped David Hopp, somebody who also worked with him, with Jack Kemp. Many years, they go way back. He's a former advisor to Republican congressional leaders, they say, and spoken of by the Washington Post as a GOP power broker himself. Of course, he's being supported by this now by the conservatives, people like the Heritage Foundation, people like Jim DeMint, who were supposed to be opposed to open borders. They are backing Paul Ryan 100% now, it appears. There's a few holdouts, people like Louis Gohmert. Louis Gohmert said he is supporting Daniel Webster. He says Daniel Webster, and this is a representative from Florida, he was Speaker of the House when he was in Florida. He said, Dan is the only person I'm aware of who's been a speaker anywhere. He decentralized power to get it back in the hands of the members. He says, John Boehner is no longer going to be speaker because he was too powerful. I simply cannot vote for a candidate who demands more power before he agrees to become the speaker. That's what Paul Ryan is doing. That's why Drudge has had links up talking about how Paul Ryan is demanding that he be crowned as king. He's not going to make any promises to anybody. He doesn't want any demands. He even wants to have the ability to remove the speaker, the motion to vacate the chair. He wants that taken away so that you can't take him out. And that's a guy that the conservatives want to support? I still don't understand what happened to the original motion to vacate the chair. When they had an election coming up, they had John Boehner's number two guy, his chosen successor that he wanted to see, Kevin McCarthy. They had two other people. They had Daniel Webster. They had Jason Chaffetz. We're both going to run. And then Kevin McCarthy stood up at the beginning of the meeting and said, no, I'm not going to run. I'm withdrawing my name. And at that point, John Boehner shut down the election because his candidate wasn't running. What is going on in Washington? And, of course, this is the third highest position in the federal government. You got the president, the vice president, next in line. If those two were to die, would be the Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House wields a great deal of power. But we've seen John Boehner wielding it in the same way as Nancy Pelosi for the same issues, for open border, for trade promotion, fast-tracking the trade promotion, doing this secret corporate agreement. They are all operating the same way. There's total agreement at the top. That's why the White House is very excited about Paul Ryan, just like the so-called conservative organizations like Heritage Foundation with Jim DeMint, betraying the GOP voters. 93% of them do not want open borders. So why is Jeb Bush so surprised that he's sinking into irrelevancy? You know, Jeb Bush came out and he said, he had to meet this weekend with his mom and dad. That's what Trump trolled him. He said, here's a guy who wants to run our country. He can't even run his own campaign. You know what? He's cutting back big time. He has no money. He's cutting. He's meeting today with his mommy and daddy, and they're working on his campaign, trying to twist all of their old political connections to try to get people to continue to pour money into the Bush campaign, even though the voters don't want to have anything to do with them. Why don't they want to have anything to do with him? Why is Trump high in the polls? You can see this article that we got up on Infowars.com today. A pro-immigration protester dragged out of a Trump event by an attendee. The supporters were chanting, USA, USA, that's the answer. You want to know why you're failing, Jeb Bush? You know, people called him on it, and he said, blah, blah, blah. That's my answer to you. Blah, blah, blah. Drudge picked that up out of the article. It's a great headline. Yeah, that's his response to people. And he says, you know, I could be doing some really cool things. I don't need to be sitting around here miserable, listening to people demonize me, feeling compelled to demonize them. Well, please do. Please do. Go do something that's really cool. Because you're not really a very cool candidate. You have absolutely no respect for the wishes of the American people. You have trumped your open border issues. And I guess he feels like he can get away with it because we've now got Paul Ryan being selected by conservatives and conservative organizations like the Heritage Foundation pouring in behind him, even though he's obviously the most open border person you could find in the Republican side of the House. They're going to make him speaker. So I guess Jeb Bush thought that he could go full out on open borders and he could win the GOP nomination. No, it's actually the borders, stupid. Remember when they told, back when Clinton was running, they said, it's the economy, stupid? Well, it is the borders this time, stupid, because the borders reflect on the economy. The open borders are going to destroy the economy. It isn't targeted towards any particular ethnic group. There's different ethnic groups involved in Europe than there are here in America, but the strategy is the same. It is a strategy of open borders, of a vast entitlement state. And, of course, Jeb Bush doesn't want to do anything to pull that back. He says, how would I know that I'm not going to do so well in this? I would have never guessed that the leader in the polls right now would be somebody who was who had supported a single-payer health care system and abortions, talking about Trump. Well, the reality of it is that the GOP leadership and people like Bush have pushed for both of those things themselves. Prescott Bush, his grandfather, was one of the founding fathers of Planned Parenthood. We've shown you the documents where he was doing fundraising letters with Margaret Sanger. We've shown you the documents about George H.W. Bush. And in the first debate, when he was criticized for being on the board of directors of an organization with Bill Gates, whose dad was head of Planned Parenthood. See, it doesn't matter. The Republicans and Democrats at the top, they're both coming from the same issues. They're together on the key issues, and one of those being abortion, being eugenics. And, of course, they were on the same board, and this was a board that gave Planned Parenthood $10 million. And Jeb Bush comes back and he goes, oh, wait a minute. I didn't know anything about that. I thought I was just enforcing Common Core, a federalized dumb the people down curriculum from Washington. I thought I was pushing Common Core. It was like, wrong answer. Thanks for playing. But if you look at the amount of money that he said he took back, he said, we were giving him $300,000 and we stopped that. So you understand that publicly, he ended funding to Planned Parenthood of $300,000, but privately, Jeb gave them 30 times that amount of money. So he wants to complain about Trump being abortion, pro-abortion, single-payer health care system. Maybe he is. But at least Trump will come out and oppose them on the open borders. And Trump may be lying to us. We don't know if he's telling the truth or not. We've been lied to by every one of these politicians. They'll tell you anything they want to in order to get into office. But at least at this point, you want to know what the success of Donald Trump is? It's because of the borders, stupid. That's what people are concerned about. And let me tell you why this is an economic issue. Let's take a look at what's going on with Obamacare. And it's not just Obamacare, of course. It's our educational system, too, where we've got places like Kentucky. This is on the Drudge Report. They have 94 different languages that they're trying to teach people in the schools. 94 in Kentucky. How are you going to pay for that? Well, you're going to wind up living in a little cupboard under the stairs because you're not going to be able to afford to pay the taxes to live in the kind of home that Americans have been living in. Because it's our property taxes that pay for the educational system. And if we're going to educate everybody in the world that comes here, if we're going to do what Bernie Sandinista wants to do, and that is to give everyone a free college education, I guess doctorate degree or whatever, you can start at 3 years old. And you can stay in school until you're 30. By that time, you should be a good little government clone. And you'll be loaded up with debt so that when you get out of school, you're going to be an indentured servant the rest of your life unless you go to work for the government. But, of course, you'll love the government by then because you will have spent your entire life being propagandized by the government. That's why they're doing it. But it's also going to destroy the economy because they want to extend that free college tuition to anybody who comes here. Dreamers. Anybody who dreams of a college education can come here from any country and be educated at your expense, and they will leave you homeless on the continent your fathers conquered. That's where this is headed. Let's talk about Obamacare. Let's talk about just that aspect of the socialist welfare state. Is it easy to cheat Obamacare and Medicaid? The General Accounting Office says it's no sweat. How easy is it to cheat Obamacare or Medicaid to receive highly subsidized federal health insurance? Well, turns out it's very easy, according to the U.S. General Accountability Office and its undercover operations. All 10 fictitious Obamacare applicants who worked for GAO were approved for federal government subsidies and issued health insurance coverage, many using phony Social Security and a fictitious employer. They don't even bother to run the Social Security number through their computer. There you go. Okay. That's how easy it is. 7 out of 8 other applicants to Medicaid insurance were also approved, and these tests were done in New Jersey, California, Kentucky, there's Kentucky again, and North Dakota. They did it this year to check how their current 2015 anti-fraud protections are working. Well, I would say they're getting a big, fat zero, aren't they? You get 0% detection of fraud for Obamacare applicants, and they get a whopping 12% protection for Medicaid. That would not only be an F, that would be an F minus, minus, minus. I mean, an F is like if you get like 60%, isn't it? It's been a while since I've been in school. This is like 0%. And, of course, they say the results were similar to a 2014 investigation, except there they caught one of them out of 12. So they had 8% last year. Now the detection rate is 0%. That's how easy it is to game this entitlement system. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nathan Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Monday, October 26, 2015. As I pointed out earlier, Zoltan Istvan, the transhumanist candidate for president is going to be joining us in the next hour. Stay with us. It's going to be interesting. We're going to show you a video of him getting chipped, and I'm going to ask him why in the world would he ever do something like that. So we'll see what he says. As we were talking before about Obamacare, I want to let you know about a new tax that's going to hit small employers. And I want to go to that along with the Obamacare flops and what's behind the Obamacare flops in just a moment. Before I do, I want to remind you that we have specials now at the InfoWars store. We've got 15% off of Ancient Defense for a limited time. We have 10% off of the complete InfoWars Select Storable Food line with free shipping. And we have Survival Shield X2 now back in stock. It's my number one pick for my family, having high-quality nascent iodine. It is something that is an essential nutrient, I feel, in my life. And so I make sure that I have a good quality supply of that. Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine is ultra clean, ultra powerful, derived from our limited supply of deep earth crystals, and it helps to fund our operation. Let me give you some of the reviews that you can read for yourself on InfoWarsLife.com. Here's one from someone, a healthy body and healthy mind in California. They say, this stuff is powerful. I take it every day. My body loves the effects. Everybody needs it, and this is the best form of the product to take. Hit the order button before it's gone. Another one from Matt in Aurora says, started giving it to my kids. I've seen a dramatic increase in productivity in my youngest schoolwork. Kids love it, and I love it. That's right. We had iodine was added to our diet and salt and in other ways, and now that has been taken out of many of the nutrients. So look at the reviews, talk to your doctor, see if it's the right thing for you, and you can still get it right now. It's available while we have supplies. You can get it at InfoWarsLife.com. That's X2 nascent iodine. Now, we were just talking before the break about Obamacare, how easy it was, according to the GAO, to defraud the system. They had a basically 0% chance of checking fraud. People could give them a false Social Security number, a false employer name. They didn't bother to check it. They just signed them up for Obamacare. But there's another side to this that is causing this system to fail. Here's a story from yesterday on InfoWars.com. South Carolina Obamacare co-op flops. Approximately 67,000 individuals and small businesses will have to find new health care coverage. An Obamacare trend continues. With an announcement to not offer health insurance in 2016, Consumers Choice Health Insurance Company in South Carolina becomes the ninth consumer-owned and operated plan, that is a co-op, created under Obamacare to cease operations. They say approximately 67,000 people will be affected by this, as I reported. They say the recent announcement of a risk corridor reimbursement of only 12.6% is really what's taking them down economically. They said this week's news should not be viewed as the failure of a startup, but rather closure due to unfulfilled promises. They say the Obama administration, they can arbitrarily change these rates. Now they said that they have this co-op will only get $362 million out of $2.9 billion that they requested. So they're going bankrupt. Gee, I thought that Obamacare was supposed to help us. No, it was designed to fail. It is nothing more than a transitional program in order to justify what they really want in the long run, and that is a single-payer system, a system that is run by the government, a system that Hillary Clinton, as First Lady, tried to shove down our throats decades ago. And now we've got it coming down our throats very quickly. And just in time for Hillary Clinton to become president, these Obamacare exchanges will be failing left and right. Now, this news comes from FreedomWorks, and they say, surprise, small employers will be hit with a tax for helping employees with their health care costs. You would think that if the government really wanted to help you with your health care costs, they wouldn't be finding employers who give you a little bit of money to help defray that, would you? Well, see, that's never been the goal. If that were the goal, they could have gone with medical savings accounts. They could have, on your income tax, they could have said, deduct 100% as a tax credit. You know, they push solar energy that way. Why not push health care that way? Why not say, we're going to let you pay for your health care or even just your health insurance before you send your money to Washington? No, they don't do that. If you've looked at itemizing your deductions, you know that you've got to get up to a pretty high threshold level before you can deduct any of your medical expenses. You have to exceed a very high percentage of your income. And then those are simply deductions. They're not credits. I mean, if you're getting solar power, you can deduct 30% of what you spend on solar power, but no deductions for this, and it gets worse. Businesses with fewer than 50 employees that would be exempt from being forced to have Obamacare if they help their employees cover the cost of their health insurance program, listen to what they'll get, $100 per day per employee fine. That would be $36,000 for one employee. They would be fined for helping people with their insurance. No, they don't want you to have insurance. They want this to fail so they can take it over.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. When we talk about war, it's interesting. We have to keep the face of war. And as somebody who grew up during the Vietnam era, there was no more of a face of the atrocities of war than the young girl who was napalm. There was that striking image of her running down the middle of the road naked because her clothes had been burned off. She's now 43 years old. There's an article on the BBC about her undergoing treatment, hopefully a laser treatment that might get rid of the pain that she has been suffering. I'm sorry, she's not 43 years old. It's 43 years ago. She was 9 years old. For 43 years, she has been in pain from having napalm dumped on her as a 9-year-old girl. See, that's the face of war. And I want to play that report for you. And then I want to read you something from the Daily Beast that made me absolutely disgusted. Here's that report about this napalm girl.
A photo which in a split second captured the horror of Vietnam. A 9-year-old girl caught in a napalm attack, the unbearable pain etched on her young face. 4 decades on, and Kim Phuc arrives in America excited at the prospect of new treatment for the injury she suffered.
23 years that I suffered so much from the pain. Last night I couldn't sleep.
So we'll see how it goes tomorrow, yeah?
I cannot wait. Yeah.
Why are you crying?
So happy. Yeah.
And here to meet her at Miami Airport, the very man who took that famous photograph, an image which won Nick Utt a Pulitzer Prize.
Look how beautiful it is.
Hi, Kim. Nice to see you.
A leading skin specialist has offered Kim free treatment after hearing her story. A third of her body was scarred. People with much less severe burns have died.
She's in a lot of pain all the time for the last 40 years. Our number one goal is to get Kim out of pain so she can go on and return to her life.
It's hoped this laser surgery will soften scar tissue and, crucially, relieve the pain Kim has suffered every day.
Kim, you're doing amazing. If you need a break, tell us.
Once again, the photographer is there to capture the moment.
You know, I hope the doctor can help her.
The first treatment is deemed a success.
We're all done.
I feel much better about spiritual. I'm so excited and I'm so happy all the time.
There's still a long way to go, though. Kim may need half a dozen further sessions. A little girl whose image shocked so many 40 years ago is now a woman inspiring another generation with her optimism and love of life.
There you go. She has conquered the people who would conquer her. Yeah, we can thank people like Robert McNamara, LBJ, the military-industrial complex. That's the fruit of what these people produce. And I said there was an article that made me want to throw up from the Daily Beast. And here's the title of it. She kills people from 7,800 miles away. Her name is Sparkle. She operates a drone. She's sick of whiny boys. She's perfectly okay with dealing out death. There you go. Murder is cool when it's done by a macho female, when it's done by remote control 7,800 miles away. Because, you know, then you don't have to see that uncomfortable picture of the little girl with her skin burning from napalm. Yeah, you can just do your fire and forget, you know. And this article is absolutely disgusting. And they say these planned strikes that they execute, they talk about her day, and they make a big deal out of it. What a wonderful thing it is that you've got this female who's conducting war from 7,800 miles away. Isn't that a great thing? They walk you through her daily routine and what they do. They talk about their planned strikes. They say the planned strikes aren't the only RPA strikes. The U.S. also uses quote-unquote signature strikes, ones in which guys like Spade can pull the trigger if a target merely behaves like a terrorist. Yeah, so you don't need to have any reason to kill somebody. I just assumed that they were looking terrorist-like. They were making movements like a terrorist. What kind of movements does a terrorist make? You know, we saw the video that they're after Julian Assange for when he and Manning, you know, Manning leaked it and WikiLeaks published it. We saw them shooting people who were walking around. This guy looked like a terrorist because he had a camera with him. He was a cameraman. So they shot these people up, and when the ambulance arrived, they shot the ambulance up, and they were laughing about it on the tape, and Manning leaked that tape, and WikiLeaks put that out to the public. And, of course, nobody got punished for that, did they? Because that's a great thing if you do that kind of stuff. They say in these cases, it's much harder to be sure that an attack isn't hitting the wrong person or won't end a civilian life in the process. You know what? The biggest recruitment program we have for jihadi terrorists is our drone strike program. It is absolutely insane. But it is doing what it was designed to do. doing what it was designed to do, to increase the killing, to increase the war, to increase the chaos, so they can justify more military spending from the people at DARPA and the rest of the military-industrial complex. And when we look at the military-industrial complex, and we look at the drone war, of course, there was that article, that large expose of slides from The Intercept that were published last week. And they followed up on that because there was a lot of data to try to go through with that. And again, we pointed out, yeah, we all know about that, just like we all knew about the Snowden leaks well before they happened, well before the Snowden leaks, the Snowden documents came out. We had been warned by NSA whistleblowers, people like William Binney, people like Thomas Drake, and others that we've had on the show. Many times we were told of what they were doing, but people needed to see the documents. They perhaps, maybe it'll make a change if people see these documents that have been released about the drone strikes. But they focused on one of these documents. And they wrote another article about just one of these PowerPoint presentations. Drones, IBM, and the big data of death. And they say, well, if you're going to look at just one of these, take a look at the one that is ISR support to small footprint CT operations in Somalia and Yemen. It was produced for the Defense Department in 2013 by consultants from IBM. And here's how they summarize this. They say it's a rare, peculiar cultural artifact that opens a window into the deep guts of the military-industrial complex where the technologies of assassination and corporate sales converge, all described in language as dead as the target of an ISR platform kinetic engagement. Yeah, because kinetic engagement, that's, you know, shooting and fighting, that sort of thing. They call those kinetic engagements. Those are different than the unconventional warfare, the propaganda, the lies that they conduct on you. And, of course, they're doing that not just on other countries, but they do that here domestically. And so what they're saying is this is exactly like, and let me read you this next quote. As you can examine in this secret ISR study, you'll see that the Pentagon's drone program uses data analytics in almost precisely the same way that IBM encourages corporations to use it to track their customers. The only significant difference comes at the end of the drone process where the customer is killed. Yeah. It's an end around the process, end around our protections. And this is all, as we pointed out many times, this is all part of the pre-crime programs that we need to be so concerned about. Again, I'll go back to this article from the end of last week that we had on Infowars.com. The UK goes full Orwell. Government will take children away from parents if they think they might become radicalized. And they go through some recent court decisions. And, of course, these are aimed at Islamicists in the UK. And they are going to establish this precedent by going after them. But you need to understand that when they came out with this Strong Cities Network, when that was introduced by the Department of Justice, by the Attorney General at the United Nations, and is being run by a European think tank, and that European think tank was just like the Southern Poverty Law Center. If you read their papers, they could be written by the Southern Poverty Law Center. You won't find anything in the Strong Cities Initiative that is talking about Islamic terrorists, except to push back against the notion and call it Islamophobia. No, they're concerned with people who are anti-immigration. They're concerned with people who are anti-Islam. Those are the people they consider to be radical extremists. But understand how this is going to work in the UK. Right now, they're focusing on Muslims. And they say, in other words, the high court judges within the family division are now tasked with determining whether children will be made wards of the state based solely on suspicions of possible radicalization. Children will be torn from their mothers and fathers in Muslim homes, and then later they will be torn from the homes of people that they consider to be right-wing extremists. And that will all be subject to the whims and the inherently flawed watch of the larger citizenry, the citizenry that has been put to sleep. That's what we have to look forward to. We need to carefully vet our leaders. We need to understand how they lie to us, how they use false flags to begin wars. And as I was talking about these admissions from Tony Blair, which aren't admissions at all, he came out and said, I'm sorry that I was given bad data. Sorry, not my fault. Mistakes were made, and they weren't my mistakes, is what he said. Some headlines on the Daily Mail: faux sincerity, weasel words, the spin king strikes again. Michael Burley talks about Tony Blair's controversial Iraq War apology, and that's precisely what I was saying yesterday. It's one of the most weaselly apologies you could ever see. And, of course, we know that it isn't even blowback that created ISIS. We know that they are a tool of the CIA, and as I talked about at great length yesterday, we know that ISIS and the Islamic State, a transnational caliphate, that idea was being sold by a radical Turkish imam, Fethullah Gulen, who now runs over 1,000 schools worldwide. One of the largest networks of charter schools in the United States, $500 million worth of money, federal money, goes to Fethullah Gulen to run these Islamic schools. He was kicked out of Turkey because he was pushing an Islamic State, a caliphate, in 1999. 16 years ago, he was pushing that idea. And you want a CIA connection? How did he get into the United States? There were people in the government that didn't want him to come in, but the CIA gave him letters of recommendation to get into the United States. So, yeah, the CIA has been equipping and training and creating Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and they are creating the educational institutions that will create the next generation of ISIS as well. Let's take a look at prohibition. And when we look at prohibition, we need to look at not only drug prohibition, but gun prohibition. Until people understand that you don't allow the government to keep you from taking whatever you want to put in your body or forcing you to put something in your body without your consent, without your informed consent, as Ben Carson supports both of those. He supports prohibiting people from taking drugs, many of the drugs that they would take, like medical marijuana, people believe and have good studies to show that it would help them, help their health, but he wants to deny that to people. On the other hand, he likes vaccines, so he supports the government forcing you to take vaccines without your informed consent. But then he likes guns, so he doesn't want the government to prohibit guns. And then you got Michelle Obama, who wants to tell people what they can eat, students what they can eat in their schools. Do you understand? You don't get to make those kind of mandates, and you're either going to swallow all the prohibitions and lose all of your freedoms, or you're going to allow other people to have the freedom to do what they want without shoving it down their throat. That's what Ben Carson doesn't realize. When Ben Carson says, we need to be consistent, he goes, hey, look at these people who want to take your guns. They're the ones who want to let people have drugs. You know, where's the consistency in that? And it's like, yeah, you're right. It's not consistent. And neither is his position. We need to have a position that consistently supports our individual freedom of choice, our individual rights. We have a system. We just don't use it. That system is called the Constitution. It's called the Bill of Rights, but nobody wants to pay any attention to it, apparently. We need to bring the left and the right together on these issues. We need to get them to understand that the principles about drug prohibition are the same as the principles about gun prohibition. And take a look at where this is going. Can't the conservatives understand that we have destroyed so many of our foundations of our society? We've destroyed the foundations of private property. Look at this article. This is from truthvoice.com. They say court rules that cops were wrong to seize a car over $20 of weed. They say for nearly 3 years, Linda Ross, 26, has been fighting the seizure of her vehicle, which police took after finding a small amount of marijuana inside. They found the possession of 1 gram of weed. In a 2-to-1 decision, majority in a court that she appealed to wrote that because a customer had supposedly given her the weed as a tip for a pizza delivery, that she hadn't actually driven her car with the intent of purchasing drugs, the vehicle wasn't subject to forfeiture. But guess what? The police aren't giving it back. They like to steal property. That's what the civil asset forfeiture program is all about. We've talked about this many times. And you don't even have to have any connection to this. It could be somebody that was in your car that you weren't driving the car. They could have your high school student could be driving a car. He could have a friend in the back who had a joint in his pocket. They could confiscate your car that your son was driving because one of his friends in the back seat had remnants of marijuana in his pocket. That's how insane this is, because they don't have to take you to court. They don't have to find you guilty. They don't even have to charge you with a crime. But now it's getting even worse. We've talked about this many times, but look at where this is headed. We don't stop this, so it gets even worse. Cops are now using prepaid card readers to rob motorists of digital funds on the roadside. Civil asset forfeiture is coming under increased criticism around the country, they say, as the immoral nature of the drug war weapon becomes exposed. Civil asset forfeiture, again, is nothing but outright theft. Innocent people have their cash and their assets taken. No conviction of crime. They just steal it right there on the side of the road. And, of course, New Mexico has been one of the first states to make meaningful reforms because there was a very high-profile case of some people driving away from Vegas. They had won some cash. The highway patrol knew that they were coming out of Vegas, thought they might have some cash, and it was a scam that they set up with multiple law enforcement agencies, robbed these people of their cash. I can't remember. I think they might have taken their car. But listen to this. This is the new twist. The Electronic Recovery and Access to Data Program, prepaid card reader, ERAD. This tool, developed by the Department of Homeland Security, is increasingly being deployed by local police departments. ERAD allows cops to swipe prepaid cards, check the balance, freeze the account, and steal the money. How's that? You know, and the reason for that, the justification for that, is because, you know, drug traffickers are using prepaid cards while they're traveling instead of taking bundles of cash. So they would take your cash because, you know, drug dealers sometimes use cash. Or they take your car because, you know, sometimes drug dealers use cars. Now they're going to take your bank account because sometimes drug dealers use bank accounts. You know, they're going to take your freedom because sometimes drug users use their freedom. They're going to take your due process because sometimes our jails aren't full enough. When are you going to have enough of this, America? When are you going to say we're not going to allow the police to be robbers? This is nothing but outright theft. Highway robbery. Literally, literally, literally. Stay with us. We'll be back. Oh, one more thing. 5.7% goes to the company that runs the program. How's that? Partners in crime. We'll be right back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at infidelbodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lasik. Kick some ash with Lasik's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lasik.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You can feel it in the air. Jack Frost is near. Seasons are changing, and it's time to start reinforcing your body's natural defenses. To help you get started, we're giving you 15% off the highly rated Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Formula at InfoWarsLife.com. That's 15% off the already low $19.95 price. By using our proprietary processing technique, Ancient Defense combines the power of ancient wisdom and modern science with a hand-selected blend of more than 14 different herbs and extracts. With echinacea, elderberry, ginger root, peppermint leaf, and many others, it's easy to see why I take Ancient Defense during the fall and winter season and also give it to my children. Again, Ancient Defense at InfoWarsLife.com is already very affordable. But for a limited time, you get an additional 15% off when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and start aiding your body in its natural defense. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ancient Defense.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Monday, October 26, 2015. We're going to be joined in the next hour by Zoltan Isfahan. He is the transhumanist who is running for president. He's here with his immortality bus tour, and we're going to talk to him about getting a chip and some of the other things that he's done. It should be an interesting interview. That's going to be coming up in the next hour. I want to get back to the news, the report that we showed you earlier of a drone showing the massive march of refugees in Slovenia. We have an article up on Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo, that shows that in detail. A drone video shows a huge column of illegal immigrants in Slovenia. Slovenia Prime Minister says that the crisis may destroy the European Union. This is dramatic footage captured by a drone. It shows a large column, an amazing amount of people marching in a column. Look at that when you see that. It's just absolutely amazing. This is what is going to bring down the West, and it's by design. You open up a massive entitlement state. That's what we spent the first hour talking about, a massive entitlement state, and you couple that with open borders, and you can run the economy over the cliff with your foot on the accelerator, just like Thelma and Louise. And it wasn't Thelma and Louise, but it was Cloward and Pittman, a couple of sociologists who proposed doing precisely that back in the 1960s. We also have an article that's just gone up from Kit Daniels pointing out that Hillary Clinton, of course, today is her 68th birthday. It's really funny. Matt Drudge had a picture of a birthday cake that was just covered with burning birthday candles. I mean, you couldn't even see the top of the cake crammed in there. And I said, happy birthday, Hillary. Subtly reminding us just how old Hillary Clinton is. Well, as Kit Daniels points out, Hillary Clinton would be the second oldest person if elected. Only Ronald Reagan was older at an inauguration. Well, the problem with Hillary Clinton is not so much her age as it is the age of her ideas. Both she and Bernie Sanders have some of the oldest ideas, thoroughly discredited ideas that you'll find out there. Yes, they are dyed-in-the-wool government socialists who want to mandate and control everything. They're the most anti-choice people you could ever imagine. Of course, they call themselves pro-choice. Isn't that interesting? They call themselves pro-choice. Again, before we go back to some more news here, I want to let you know that we have an extended sale on our InfoWars Select Storable Foods. Use the promo code FOOD at checkout to get 10% off of InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, and this is the biggest savings, you get free shipping. All the ingredients are made in the USA, even the packaging, and the packaging is exceptional. It will last for 25 years, the best packaging in the industry, military-grade barrier against light, oxygen, or moisture entering the pouches. The pouches can be resealed once they're open. And again, it is high-quality food made in the USA, including the packaging. You can get that at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Use the promo code FOOD at checkout. Get 10% off. Get free shipping for a limited time only. It was interesting to see Ben Carson come out and make his pronouncements that he's going to essentially ignore the Tenth Amendment and double down on the war on drugs, you know, just like Chris Christie. It's a traditional Republican position. You know, we're told that Ben Carson is an outsider, but if you look at his position, there is absolutely nothing unusual at all about any of the issues that he takes. He's not taking the side of freedom on anything. It's a typical boilerplate GOP platform. Could have gone to platform.com, checked the GOP button, and print out what he's going to run for and stick that on his website. It is, you know, he may not be anybody who's ever been elected for president before, but it is exactly the same thing. Now he's comparing abortion to owning slaves. And he's exactly right in the sense that he says, you can tell if you're the master, you can tell the slave to do whatever you want to, and they have to do it. Well, apply that to his position on informed consent. He thinks he's your master. He can tell you to take vaccines, and there's nothing you can do about it because you're going to be his slave. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.